Be'ezus Hashem, Gemara Nozir, Chesamet Aleph, the Mishnah on the top. Hareini Nozir kisar roishi ukafara oratu kechoy layom, hareize Nozir oilom, umegaleach achas l'shloishim yoyim. So he said he's a Nozir, like the amount of sar roishi ukafara oratu, which is an infinite amount, certainly not a mugdar amount. And the din is he's a Nozir oilom. The Rosh explains, and most Rishonim learn, what does it mean he's a Nozir oilom? It means he's a perpetual Nozir, that every 30 days he has to do again and again and again a cycle of an Aziris of Lamed Yoim. And on Yoim Lamed Aleph, he's Megaleich, maybe Korban Yosef. Pashtas even B'dievet on Yoim Lamed, because there's a din of Mixus Yoim Kekulei. But L'chatchila, he's Megaleich on Yoim Lamed Aleph. And then without even a moment that he's allowed to drink wine and be Metami, because the minute he's Megaleich and maybe Korban Yosef, he automatically gets reset into the next cycle, and he's going to do an endless, perpetual amount of cycles of Naziris. And that's why it's Lamed Yoim, because he's doing a standard Naziris of Lamed Yoim again and again and again. Frek the Rosh, maybe that's not the Pshat. The Rosh is printed on Zayin Amid Beis, actually. And a lot of times in Masechta Nozer, the Tosfos and the Rosh is found on different blots. Here it's just conveniently the Amid before. Sometimes it's really just in totally different places, and we will see about that more. But Akoponim Zok the Rosh, how do I know that that's Pshat in the Tanakama? That Hareini Nozir Kesar Roishi. He's a perpetual Nozir, an endless cycle of 30 days. Maybe it means he's a Nozir Oilom, like Avshalom, which has a din that he's a Nozir forever, and he's Mekel Betar. So the Rosh says it can't be, because in the din of a Nozir Oilom, that he's Mekel Betar, and there are cases like that, it was a three-way Machlekes Amirayim earlier on Daf Dalet, whether he's Megaleach, Mekel Betar, actually, every 12 months, or every 7 days, or every 30 days. So yes, there was a sheet of 30 days, but remember, it was a three-way machlekes amirayim. Here there's a stam mishnah that Beferis says 30 days, and no one brought a raya from here to that amirah. So it's not what's going on. So again, like the Tanakama, at the maskana of the Rosh, the Tanakama holds that in the case of kisar roishi, harini nozir kisar roishi, kafara oretz kechol hayom, you're a perpetual nozir. Every 30 days, day 31, you do another cycle, and so on, and you continue, and you continue. Clears the Rosh. Is he mechuyev to be megaleich on day 31? Let's say on day 31, he's not in a rush. He'll say, I'm anyway staying a nazir. And the minute I'm being megaleich and maybe my karbonis, I'm going to become a nazir again. So what's the rush? Maybe after a year, there's bal ta'achar on the karbonis. But as I'm not going to be makar of my karbonis. I'm going to stay a nazir. I'm not going to drink wine. I'll be like a nazir l'achar malois. Eventually, I'll bring the karbonis. And then whenever that day is, I'll restart another cycle. Or no, it's mutal on him b'mehirus and b'zrizus. Maybe as bal ta'achar, maybe b'etzem als the din of his naziris, that he has to restart again and again and again. The Rosh is mesupik. So what's interesting, the Keren Oira asks that the Gemara in the Nedarim Daf Dalet talks about the famous sugya of bal ta'achar the naziris. And he asks, the Gemara looks, what's the makar? Actually, what's the ukimta? What's the tzir of bal ta'achar naziris? Frek the Keren Oira, if the Rosh is right, because that's the maskan of the Rosh, that in this case of kesar roishi, he's mechuyev in this perpetual cycle of naziris to as soon as possible, mimagalech and maybe karbonis. So l'chayra, maybe when he delays that, that should be the example of bal ta'achar de naziris. That's a kasha. The Keren Oira also brings that the Mefarish, although we don't have it in our Mefarish, over similarly, the Rebbe Avraham Nahor brings B'Shem Rashi also, that they learn that according to the Tanakhama, you're in fact a Nozer Oilam. What it means Nozer Oilam is, yeah, like the Nozer Oilam of Avshalom. And 30 days is meaning, it's just like the sheet of 30 days. It's either the 7-day, 30-day, or 12-month cycle. But again, the Rosh Kimadubra proved that can't be. There are other eyes that it can't be as well. I was just thinking out, though, an interesting thought. Bishlam in the case when it's Kisar Roishi, or Kechol Hayom, when it's an endless amount of cycles. But what if a person was makabelin himself to do a perpetual amount of Nazirisin, but a limited amount, 20 of them, 100 of them, 365 of them even. I mean, even 365 30-day cycles is 30 years. 100 30-day cycles is about 10 years. 20 30-day cycles is about 2.5 years. If he's young, he'll live that long. Maybe then it's not mechoyev to rush his cycles. Harei Bishlam, if it's going to be a perpetual nazir for the rest of his life, so as many cycles as will be, if he is makbid to be magaleich on day 31, he'll chaperine a few more cycles, a few more sets of karbonis. If not, not. But if he mitchila set up in himself perpetual cycles, but only 20 of them, 50 of them, okay, so maybe then he's not mechoyev right away to rush it. And if he waits a few extra days till he brings his karbonis, eventually he'll bring and finish his entire 20 cycles. Something to think about. I'm not exactly sure what the din should be. The Rosh HaKaponim was machriya, that in the case when it's an endless amount of cycles, that's what he has to do. Now, that was the Tanakhama. But Rebbe argues, Rebbe Omer ein ze megaleich achas l'shloshim yoim. No, that's not the din by kesar roishi. When is it going to have that din? The eze megaleich achas l'shloshim yoim? That's when he says, harei alai naziris kesar roishi ka'afar arat kecholim. When he says, I want nazirios, or naziris, he says, mefurash, I want cycles of naziris. Now, nechlechu harishayim, what does Rebbe hold in the case of the Tanakhama? Again, the Tanakhama said that when a person says, hareini nozir kesar roishi, the way most Rishonim are learning, it's chalanim, a perpetual cycle of multiple, endless amounts of 30-day nazirisin. Rebbe says, no, that's not the case. When will you get such a din? When you say, I want nazirisin kesar roishi. But what is the din by kesar roishi? The Rosh explains that it's going to be that it's chalanim and naziris lo'oilam, that he's a nozir forever, and could never be megaleach, never be metame, never drink wine. And it's actually fascinating. The Beskrov talks about this is a nazirus that's never going to reach the climax of karbonus. It's going to be till the end of his life. Not because eventually he dies and he said only 1,000 years. It's be'etzim, a nazirus forever. And that's what the Rebbe's going to hold in the case of the Tanakhama. The Rambam in Pirushim Mishnayis has a different shot. The Rambam learns that Rebbe's arguing that the din is going to be, he's going to be a nazir olam like Avsholim, which is going to have mekel betar. That's another eye that the Tanakhama can't mean that, because that's what Rebbe means. And it's fascinating, the Briskerov explains what was the hechrach in the Rambam, that it has to be this Avsholim Dikin Nazir Olam, because he says the Avsholim Dikin Nazir Olam is a special okimta that you have a shame toyer of Nazir, because the Rambam holds the minute you didn't say a specific amount of days, then if, whether regardless if you hinted it's going to be a lot of days, it's going to blive a 30-day Naziris. There's no such thing if not. Must be that it means the Nazir Olam of Avsholim. Now, the Mishnah continues another case. Then you check what his kavana was. If he meant really just a regular nozer for lamed yom, he just say this is a big job for me. So then he's a nozer for lamed yom. Then amar stam, and the boy came and he says no, that's not what he meant. Then what do we do? The nozer kol yomav. Important, the few things. First of all, the Karen Irish tells why by kimalei kupa do we have this din of boit kenoisai? Why earlier did we not have the din in the ratio of boit kenoisai? And he explains the nuances of the lashonis. But now there's something else. In the case of Baitkin, I said, by the Maloy Bayis. So if he was Baitkin and he said, no, I meant Sachakol, a 130-day Naziris. I just meant it's very big for me, fine. But if not, then he says, I really did mean the Kamaloy Kupa, Kamaloy Bayis. So we look as if the Bayis is full of Chardal, which is thousands of them. Okay, and then what? Pashtus, it's once again a Machalikis Rishonin. Like the Tanakama in the Resha, it will be a perpetual Naziris of, again and again, cycles of 30. And what would Rebbe hold? It would again be telling the Machalikis Rebbe in the Rabbanan, Machalikis Rishonin. The most Rishonim learned by Das Rebbe that he's a Nazir Olam, and one Nazir that lasts forever, and never is Mekel Batar, never Netam, and never drinks. And another option is that he would be a Nazir of Avsholim. It's interesting, Bedas the Rambam is a little bit of a balgan, because the Rambam, in Kesar Roishi, in Perigim HaLoch Yudches, Paskins, like the Tanakhama, that by Kesar Roishi, you're a perpetual Nazir of every 30 days a new cycle. And yet, by Kamali Bayis, he says, if you're Boit Kenoi Soi, so then it's one day, one Nazir of 30 days. But when it's not Boit Kenoi Soi, then he's like a Nazir of Sholem. And the Mefershim Mutcher, Haloi Pashtas, the Rishonim Mamashma, that whatever the din is by Malay Kupa, when you're not, when you're Boit Kenoi, when he comes out, it's ditto whatever it was in the Tanakhama's Reisha case. And the Rambam is a Vur, a Spalt. The Mishnah continues, Hareini Nazir Mikanad Mokim Ploini. And we saw already by Richus the Sugya and Davzayin, the Pshutei, the Mishnah means if, and the Gemara Zetz Zayin, that the case of this Mishnah is only when it was Hichzik Bederuch, although there was a Machloikis, could be the Maskona of Davzayin, there was another Pshat, but the way the Rambam passed, the most Pshatim were going with the Maskona of the earlier Shlav, that the Gemara says that the Nakuda of this Mishnah is that he was Hichzik Bederuch. If he wasn't Hichzik Bederuch, then it would just be flat one Naziris of 30 days. But when he's Hichzik Bederuch, then it depends. If the Derech is only 22 days, so then he's a Nazir of Shloshim Yom, because we never have left in 30 days. If it's more than 30 days, 40, 50 days, then he'll be a Nazir, one Naziris of 40 or 50 days. The Gemara Kimadubar Adav Zayin had a different question, that why don't we make it into a perpetual Nazir, but not an endless perpetual Nazir, but a perpetual Nazir of the amount of Parsas or the amount of Avnos, and we've been there on Dav Zayin. The Gemara, the Mishnah, continues, Hareini nozer kemenyin yimaisachama, which is 365 days. Moinen zirioyis kemenyin yimaisachama. Am Rabbi Yehuda maisa hayikimen shishlameis. Minyan yimaisachama is once again a perpetual nozer with 365 cycles. And I would again, I have a question whether the Rosh's Chakir replies over here. When you have to do a perpetual naziris, a limitless amount of kesar roishi, then the Rosh had a tzad that you have to rush it. Then on day 31, you must be Megaleach. You can't just delay your karbonis. But over here, where Yisachakol was Mekabel to do 365 cycles, which potentially will take him 30 years. But what's the rush? Let's say he wants to turn some of them, or all of them, or once even, to delay it, 45 days, 50 days, Poseidon, he'll eventually bring his carbon, he'll start the next cycle, eventually he'll finish his 365 cycles. He's not capping out on bringing less carbonus. If it's an endless till the end of his life, then by definition, by delaying, he'll bring less carbonus. But here he won't bring less carbonus, he's just delaying it longer. Misupkani, if that's the din. Misupkani also, bechlal, if a person's allowed to make a perpetual cycle of not 30 days nazirusin, can he befavor say, I want to do 20 cycles of a 45-day nazirus, or something likes something to be ma'ayin.